Greetings to the audience for the Fourth Coast Ensemble Concert on Saturday. This is Gwyneth Walker, composer, leaving this message for you from my home in Connecticut. And I do have a few things to say, so I hope this will help. These songs, the last one he's going to sing, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night, from the set The Dying of the Light, these were composed over a decade ago, so you can imagine that it's hard for me to remember certain things, such as for whom I composed them. I do know that I started out with a choral setting, and Death Shall Have No Dominion, and that came in a year earlier, so that must have spawned this new set for tenor. It's tenor and strings, but can be done tenor and piano, and then I also made a baritone version. There are good program notes for this, and I mention that because I write the program notes at the very time I write the music, so the ideas are fresh in my mind. So I hope that Ace shares with you the program notes for the last song about the singing about his father on the sad heights and using the raised fourth step of the accompaniment, the Lydian mode, to get that through. I said it better in the program notes back then than I could possibly do now. So that's part of my message to you, is that a composer's mind is like your mind, and thinking back a decade to details about something we did then is very tricky, but it is helpful to have written the program notes at the time. Now then, here's what else I wanted to say. My name, Gwyneth, is a very Welsh name. I've been to Wales. I am not a world traveler. I'm very American, but Wales is one country I wanted to go to because of my name. And when I got there, and of course you go to a pub, that's where everybody goes, men would just start singing, ah, Gwyneth. They just love the name and they love to sing. I myself am not at all Welsh. My mother liked the name, but I've always been interested in Welsh things. I love Dylan Thomas's poetry. I always have. He has usually very dark poetry and not suitable for musical setting, not only because of the darkness, but because it's very wordy and has its own rhythm. However, I loved these particular poems that I used in the set, The Dying of the Light. So Dylan Thomas and I probably would not have much in common if we met in person. I'm a much lighter person, and in fact, Gwyneth, the name, means light. Gwyn is an adjective, light, and E-T-H is the feminine. So a woman with light in her spirit, that's me. I'm an American Quaker. My family has been here since the 1630s, and Ace asked if this particular song with the powerful ending of Rage Against the Dying of the Light, whether that changed even over time and pertained to now, and I'd have to say no. I'm usually a rather positive thinking person, and I'm also a very similar over the time span kind of a person, so not much has changed for me. Of course, it has around us, and I've been distressed for so many reasons, not only the pandemic and our political strife. Many things have distressed me, but I have not raged against them. I have just continued a steady path forward.